Although it's always true that the Word of God that comes through the speaker's lips needs to be completed by the Spirit within each of the hearers, I think tonight it's particularly needed that that Spirit be within. I've been fishing all week for a theme for Vespers tonight. I've had nibbles. A nibble from grace, a nibble from pain, one from laughter, but none have really hit the hook of my imagination hard enough to get me carried away and then stay hooked long enough for me to reel it in and serve it up to you, the people of God. So maybe I should say that my part of Vespers tonight lacks grace, which is the Spirit active within that gives wisdom and perception of what is revealed. All I've managed to come up with managed to grip with my mind and heart is the cry of a mother camel. This cry of a mother camel when its calf is taken away is Hana. And this word is a serious word because it is the root meaning of the word grace, where it is used in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. It takes a mature mind to hold the idea of pain close to the idea of gift, which we normally assume the word grace means. My immature mind wants to force the reality of pain and gift far apart. I normally want to trivialize grace into a form of charisma, which is the Greek word for grace. And though this word charisma is no shallow word, as you can see in Barclay's New Testament words, still, these gifts of God that are given freely come out of a deeper yet depth of His pain at His loss of us through the fall into sin. Again, that root meaning of grace is Hana, a word of pain, a cry of a mother camel when its calf is taken away. This fact certainly confuses my simplistic understanding of grace. If this fact is relevant to an understanding of grace, then I must face certain paradoxes. My Father in heaven loves me with a mother's love and calls me to love the same way. It means the pain of loss is central to wisdom and perception of what God reveals. It means the pain of loss and truth comes to us through Jesus Christ. It means that the gifts of God pour out of a broken heart and the sensitive perception that God gives, that quality of heart and mind which is sensitive to that which is wrong in ourselves and in others and responds with the greatest gift, forgiveness of those very sins, forgiveness for that less than perfect book, sermon, person, or action. I ask the question that can grace mean that Spirit within that sees the less than perfect, sees that death in the other with the pain of an unhardened heart and responds then with the same forgiveness it's been given that washes the red ink against us out and draws a veil over the sorry record of the past that never looks at it again. And could grace mean the hurt heart and mind that responds to the death within with forgiveness and praises the life within? I don't know, but certainly grace isn't the Spirit within that sees the less than perfect in a person, action, book, or sermon, lecture, or poem, and chalks the minuses up on the slate of a hardened heart. This heart and mind will never see, and consciously or unconsciously, is in a defensive stance against people and sermons, even the sermons of trees, stones, poems, and books, all with death to grieve and life to praise within. Could laughter, too, come out of this hollow that the heart and mind perceives? Can the heart and mind that hurts at all that's less than God in the world, in and outside us, respond to this lack with laughter? Yes, I think so, but only after the gain forgiveness brings. That gain that frees the talents, the gifts, the charisma, to meet the lacks in the world with the laughter of a broken, merry heart. I think pain is the wall laughter leaps over to be real. All else is counterfeit, and both the true existence of pain and laughter is grace. I think this all that I'm saying is some of what Carol Hinderly had in mind when he sent out the call for God's simpletons to get together. And I'd like to bring you that call tonight. And after, I'll leave this posted at the on the bulletin board. This happened. This call happened in Minneapolis on Frodo's birthday. He started an order of God's called God's Simpletons. And I think that what I've said tonight of pain and laughter and grace is central to the purpose of this call. God's Simpletons is an interfaith community of those who know that although discipleship is no joke, their own is. That from faith's festivity and the fellowship of the forgiven flows our freedom, and that we are freed for this festivity to become a commune in praise of the Redeemer's intercession, who is able to save absolutely all who come to God by him. Out of our weakness, he makes his strength known. By him, in, with, and through one another, we are guided to be where he is, our hands hopefully dirtied in the sins of our neighbor as we share his healing touch and guiding light. That God's will may be done on earth, we bind ourselves to be a bodyguard for the gospel, in which God himself makes himself known and gives himself to us to be the holy hilarity of his love for all the earth that is his. This happens as we celebrate his grace, a fellowship of the forgiven. We know who we are because we know whose we are. Not yet like him, we boast we are his because he delights in us. This assurance of our calling is the gift of the promise, which ever since Abraham and Sarah has been known as laughter, Isaac. We are confident that the beauty of his holiness becomes radiant even in our own mediocrity and bleakness. For, quote, who is as blind as my servant and as deaf as he whom I have sent? This is the plain reality of our earthly vessels, giving the indwelling treasure the greater glory and ourselves the relief of laughter at our own pretensions. Joined to the laughter of his saints, we seek to be found where Jesus is, sharing the action of his love in the continually new of his renewed humanity. We are but a reflected ray of his goodness, a flickering light in the planet's darkness, not a box for all its answers, but still a gleam of hope. Freed of our inhibitions, we can also, by the finger of God, cast out demons, since we are not afraid to be his human touch. Healing happens where words cannot reach, where our arms support each other. Nothing human can be foreign to us. The flesh is common to all, but we are given the spirit to bear its errors, cool its rebellion, and ease its torment of the passing fair. We are of like passions, with all to witness to a Savior greater than any sinner who gives himself in his holy comforter. Therefore, we live to build one another up and agree to share where we find the action where Christ is. It can be the escape from the planet-shattering idolatry of the group ego identified by a Jew, Becker, or release from the more of the mistaken soul, which is Bishop Taylor's thesis in Enough is Enough, or it can be the laughter of a fun movie about the devil, like Bedazzled, or it can be to provide hospitality and warmth to some of his battle-wearied and share fun ways to fulfill his command to entertain those who will not invite us back. In all this, we are glad to be more invisible than the ring made Frodo, to be happy for the blessed anonymity of the kingdom's Agon, and live in the wonder of the new name God holds secret for us till the restoration of all things. We can laugh at our own immortality projects in the divine humor over all his creatures, identifying with his joy fulfilled in us for every new breakthrough of his kingdom, wherever and whenever it pleases him, whose arithmetic is even crazier than our own, ever giving abundantly above all we can imagine, as he provides lavishly for all our needs as only God can, even according to the power at work within us, whose is the glory, Jesus, Amen. Sort of like a letter. That's all I have to say. I think that's all there is to be said right now. And except, I think a fish was found in that pain is the wall, laughter jumps over to be real. And I don't know if that's as big as the rainbow that Matt and Joe caught up at Domke today, 16 inches, but that's something. Can we sing together? I think, out of our own pain, to find the song of the Lord within us. One of, I guess, my favorites. I know my favorites. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, and a few to laugh, perhaps.
Amen.
And we are the voice of Jesus Christ to each other, and that stanza of 5, he speaks, and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful, broken hearts rejoice and laugh. The humble poor believe. Amen. God's peace be with you.